This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Yes.
Fat and sassy.
Fat and sassy? That's how we feel after Thanksgiving, man.
Oh, so good. It's good to be able to, I don't know, be with your family at least. Yeah, there's some weird going on over in North Dakota.
Oh, absolutely. I have friends have gone over there.
Really?
Yeah. You know Turtle?
Yeah.
Yeah, Turtle's over there right now. And he's with his fellow indigenous people, and he said it's very f***ing crazy right now, so.
It's weird. It's just a reminder of Thanksgiving and the meanings behind it.
Yeah.
Anyway, glad you're alive, glad you're listening to us. My name's Ian, this is Kevin.
Hello!
And Ryan the Beard.
Hey!
What are you eating right now? It smells like food in here.
It smells fantastical.
I am eating some frozen Costco tamales. They are okay.
And I got a nice, I'm sipping on a latte, a double latte here from the Radio Lounge.
Which actually isn't bad.
No, it's not bad. It's you know, you say like automated coffee, it sounds kind of lame. It's actually really good. I enjoy it. I enjoy the hell out of it. Ian, what are you sipping on?
June juice.
Some sister.
He's laid back.
Some fine scotch.
Some Kirkland brand scotch.
Which sounds like it sucks, but it's actually really good.
Really? Nice. Yeah. We got Costco, everything. KISW's Metal Shop this week is brought to you by Costco.
Yes. Kirkland Signature.
Let's make sure we get that promo item in.
I think they're local anyway.
Yeah, Costco. Yeah. Hey, I don't know.
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Either way, Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving, Ryan?
Or
I decided to ask you first because I know how it went.
Oh, we were making fun of him because he had to work.
Oh, yeah, I've been here, man. I've been making sure that the station ran on time and that everything's been good.
Did you eat any kind of Thanksgiving-ish food this past week?
You got to, like, set yourself up for that.
I mean, I had Lost Lake Thanksgiving dinner at, like, I think 1 in the morning the other day.
That's good.
Thanksgiving.
It 1 to 10 score.
Cranberry sauce.
What would you say? 1 to 10 score.
I was like, the food, I think, was about a 7.
Okay.
The company was a solid 10. I ran into lots of good folks.
So 70%. That's still passing.
Yeah. I like that place, but it takes forever to get your food.
Dude, they were quick. They were quick this time around, and I think it's because the only thing they were serving were the Thanksgiving dishes. So they were just kind of
serving up plates.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do, Kevin?
I went down to Kent, and my mom has a roommate right now, so we just kind of kicked it. This whole week, I had a couple days off, so I worked 13-hour days at my day job. And
damn.
Then I came in and did security for Live Day. I basically just watched the f***ing control room to make sure that people didn't come in and out. Yeah. So, you know, some random people wouldn't just run in and start making noise because they were alive the whole time. So
I love the men's room!
But I was up... I got here at 4 a.m. and worked till 6 p.m. So that was a long day. It was a 14-hour day. And then, so I was just working my ass off this whole week. And so, honestly, it was nice to just eat, veg out, and then just lay around. I read a book, and I I ate 3 pieces of pumpkin cheesecake with pumpkin.
That sounds good.
With pumpkin frosting.
Oh, yum.
It was f***ing awesome. What about you, Ian?
I just hung out with my family, my two parents. I was telling a friend of mine the other day that my family's so f***ing big. My mom has 8 brothers and sisters.
You got a notification.
I have some, yes, I do.
Read it.
It was from God. but yeah, and they all, and so I have like 50, I can't even keep track of how many cousins I have. And now they all have kids.
Oh my God.
So it's like 150 f***ing people.
Imagine a get together like that.
Yeah, we do it on Christmas time, but it's ridiculous. So we just have to group off, and I just stayed with my parents.
Cool.
You know, good. I want to talk about my Black Friday experience.
All right. What'd you do? What'd you do?
So I've always avoided Black Friday shopping like the plague.
You definitely rolled the dice.
Like most intelligent people do.
Sorry.
Turn that shit off.
Sorry.
All right. There we go. So left,
it was God, man.
Left the radio station, got to the mall at about 6 a.m. Well, just passed. Got in. 3 people in line at GameStop. Got what I needed.
What'd you get?
Got out. Took all of 5 minutes.
God, that's awesome.
Got 2 brand new Game Boy 3DSs for $100 a piece.
Damn.
That is dirt.
Which is...
Well done.
Killer deal. So, got all my shopping done. The girl at the coffee shop, when I was getting my coffee, was like, oh yeah, you're just getting started on your holiday shopping? I'm like, nah.
I'm done.
I'm out.
I got what I need.
Was this at Northgate?
Yeah.
Nice.
She said, oh, you're not going to like browse around, check out the other stores? And I said, no.
No.
Like, no, I'm a dude. I know what I want. I'm going straight to where I need to be, getting the thing that I need to get, and then I'm getting the hell out of here.
Did you witness any of the horde activity?
The horde activity started just as I called a Lyft to head over to my girlfriend's house after the fact, and just as the car pulled up, the horde was coming in.
Ooh.
Like the parking lot was starting to get filled, and people were starting to line up and just show everywhere, and I saw a couple people getting shoved a little bit.
Good.
Shopping zombies.
Fuck them.
I saw a video from this year of them opening the gates and people beating the shit out of each other over some toilet paper.
They should.
Like, what kind of deal on toilet
Violence,
paper are you
going
to get
it's
that's
going
to make you get pissed about that?
Got to take care of your brown star.
People just want to fight anyway, so.
Is it made of velvet?
I had a couple, I didn't
velvet
have any,
button.
I didn't have any violent.
Brass knuckles.
I didn't have any violent. Was that your Black Friday story? Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Good for you.
I didn't realize, so me and my friend Sean, on Thanksgiving, we were done with dinner, and we were kind of just winding down. My mom went to bed kind of early, and I was told my friend Sean, hey, let's go see The Arrival. So we show up to the movie theater. It's like 10:30 in the mall, and it's fucking open on Thanksgiving. The mall is open on Thanksgiving, and it's open till like 2 a.m. So I went around, and I went to Hot Topic and got a Kevin Owens wrestling shirt. They were $10 for all their shirts.
Nice.
So I was like, that's a pretty good deal. Yeah. So I got a wrestling shirt, went and saw the movie. And then, that was my only Black Friday. But it wasn't Black Friday. It was fucking Thanksgiving. The mall was open super late. People were just like hanging out and eating Chinese food at like 1 a.m. at the fucking mall.
I used to have a tradition with my parents where we'd go to a movie on Christmas Day.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it was always full of shit.
Oh, yeah.
So were they, I don't know. They must have been expecting something else.
I like doing that, you know? I mean, you can't. There's only so much small talk you can make with your family.
Yeah, it's true. So there were only 3 people in line at GameStop?
Yeah, only 3 people.
What were the other deals?
I don't know.
You're just I know what
care.
I want, and I'm going to fucking get it.
But they were saying Black Friday shopping is going way down, and they're doing it on purpose. Like, they're starting the Black Friday sales, like, 4 or 5 fucking days before that.
Exactly,
even.
Yeah.
So it's just going to creep into, you know, before Halloween, we'll have all.
I like Black Friday deals online and Cyber Monday more so.
I was about to say, while we're on the subject of Black Friday, I should mention that so many different record labels have deals going on right now.
Yeah. Oh,
you
can
get vinyl, CDs, shirts for just dirt cheap.
Hydrahead has it's like 40 to 50% off their entire warehouse,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy.
Wow. Southern Lord has vinyl double sets, like 2 full discs for, I think it was like, 10, 12 bucks for a couple different bands. All kinds of killer deals.
They're like, yo, get this shit out of our fucking warehouse.
Seriously, mm-hmm. I had to bust out my credit card for this thing called Pro Wrestling Tees. They had 20% off their entire website. So I had to bust out
Charge
my credit
it.
Card for that one. Charge it. You
Whatever.
Know, got a hoodie, got a hat. Because I don't have enough, you know, t-shirts and band stuff.
No kidding. Well, gentlemen, I think we'll be talking about those sales a little bit later on in the news. But there's a lot of good new music coming up.
And there's some shitty stuff, too.
Yes, a lot. Quite a lot.
Hour of Penance has a new song called 21 Century Imperial from their upcoming new album, Cast the First Stone. It's coming out on January 27th on Prosthetic Records. Hour of Penance is fucking sick, so let's check out a new Hour of Penance song.
Sounds like Hour of Penance.
Yes.
January 27th. So, nice. Talking about 2017 records now.
Luca Turilli of Luca Turilli's Rhapsody, the f***ing Shredder Supreme, is going to be releasing Prometheus, the Dolby Atmos experience, plus cinematic and live, is a live, insane project he's doing. December 9th through Nuclear Blast. The package is highly anticipated from f***ing nerds worldwide. So just let's check out this trailer for the new package from Luca Turilli's Rhapsody. Not the other Rhapsody, but Luca Turilli's version of Rhapsody.
Yep, check it out. Luca Turilli's package.
Luca Turilli's Rhapsody is making music history with the first studio album remixed in Dolby Atmos. Two amazing products in one unique package. Prometheus, the Dolby Atmos experience, plus cinematic and live, out on December 9th. Get ready.
My goal was always the one of getting the most bombastic, epic, soulful sound. I was always attracted by the movies in the cinema. That is my big passion. So really the feeling to be inside the movie, you know? Of course, with a stereo mix, you get what you can get. While with Dolby Atmos now, the situation is completely different. For the first time, I have the feeling to be in a parallel dimension, in a different ambient. So it's like if your brain gets stimulated in a different way, and you really have the feeling to be inside the music. I think that's the most important aspect of this new technology. You live music in a completely different way. There are so many tracks, so many instruments, and the stereo mix typically make always suffer such instruments, no? You are able just to hear a part of them also. While in the Dolby Atmos situation, thanks to this incredible technology, you are able to really capture, listening after listening, all the instruments. Really, just walking around the room, you can have a different mix feeling. So if you want to hear more guitar, then you know that in front of you, in our case, you know, we mix the band in front and the orchestra behind. So you can come up with all these ideas, these incredible, great creative plans.
Wir als Hersteller sind natürlich auch immer auf der Suche nach Inhalten für unsere Anwender. Das Thema Dolby Atmos ist in den Receivern vorhanden. Der Kunde kann es sofort verwenden. Und seit gut 2,5, 3 Jahren findet dieses Thema Dolby Atmos in den Fachmedien sehr viel Anklang und Zuspruch. Was der Kunde aber zu Hause noch nicht wirklich hat, ist realer Inhalt. Filme, ja, gibt es jetzt eine ganze Menge, die mit diesem tollen Tonformat ausgestattet sind, aber Musik ist noch relativ rar. Und Musik ist für uns als Hersteller immer ein Medium, um Klang und Klänge im Allgemeinen von echten Instrumenten wiederzugeben und somit solche Tonformate mit richtigem Leben zu füllen, keine künstlichen Effekte, sondern hier haben wir wirklich die Möglichkeit, die Größe und auch den Inhalt von Musik auf einer ganz anderen Art und Weise zu präsentieren.
Das Ergebnis der 2 Monate Arbeit an diesem neuen Werk ist eine unglaublich lebendige.
So, of course, we are really honored and proud of being chosen to be the pioneers of such incredible and amazing technology.
Prometheus, the Dolby Atmos experience, plus cinematic and live, out on December 9th. Get ready.
So you can go get that if you want to. Luca Turilli also just announced that the classic original members of Rhapsody are getting together for one final farewell tour. So the band from Germany known as Accept made a really huge comeback in 2010 with Blood of the Nations, and it looks like they have a new record or a DVD coming out. And I gotta be honest with you, their new shit's actually pretty fucking good.
Awesome. I bet it is.
When you do a live show, obviously you have an opener, you have an ending, and that is usually pretty much set in stone during a tour. And in between, you only have a certain amount of songs that you can choose from, because especially at festivals, you only get, you know, a limited amount of time. For this, you know, for the other shows, when we do headline shows, we have a little more playroom and we can pick a few more songs. And what we also like to do is during a tour, we sometimes like to mix them up a little bit, so it's not always the exact same running order. So we had actually a pretty good catalog of songs to choose from for this audio stuff. And what's interesting to me is when you actually listen back to the stuff back to back, there doesn't seem to be any discrepancy between the stuff that we recorded or wrote 30 years ago, you know, in the 80s, or the stuff that we just did recently on the last three albums. And the fans tell me the same thing, you know, it really blends in rather well.
Yeah, I was actually, I was surprised at how much of the new stuff that you do slot into the set, actually, because, you know, a lot of time, not calling you an old band, but a well-seasoned band, they tend to stick more towards what people consider the classic records.
Yeah.
So it's good that you're sort of seeing it as something that's still moving forward and, you know, trying to get...
Well, you know, that's what's important to us.
Yeah, I think so as
well. We want to be relevant. We don't want to be a band.
You don't want to be a throwback band, do you? So mm-hmm. I think it's a good balance that you're getting in the set. And I think there's something there for everyone, actually. You know, you're covering the three albums pretty well. And, you know, grabbing what you can fit in something like a festival set.
Yeah.
So check this out. Killswitch Engage is teasing that they are going to be releasing something for the oh-so-famous Record Store Day. Home Video Part 2. It's a two-disc Blu-ray and CD package exclusive to Record Store Day. And pretty cool thing about it is it's being it was shot and is being fully mastered and mixed and everything by Ian from Blood for Blood.
Yeah, what's the name of his production company? I saw that he reposted something. He does all the big shit, right?
Yeah, he does like Meshuggah, Killswitch Engage, all kinds of good stuff. I forget the name of his production company, but he is on a different level now. Yeah, so...
And Killswitch is still f***ing killing it. We saw him earlier this year, or at least I did, and they were f***ing amazing. Amazing. I was blown away, man.
Well, here it is. He's a bit of an excerpt from their home video part two.
What a beautiful day! The race!
We have the language of music in common, and we know how to play off each other. And some of that synergy is really hard to come by. And once you find that, you grasp onto it and you hold onto it for as long as you can.
Been a band that really wanted to have any kind of specific image or look. We're just like, let's just go have a good time. We want to look like guys having a good time. That's what we want to look like. So as long as that's always part of what we do, I think everybody will stay happy and hopefully people will stay interested.
Since we started this band back in 1999-2000, we're all about unity, about including every single one into our music. Whether you're a metalhead, a punk rocker, a skinhead, a headbanger, whoever you are, you're our family here in metal. Thank you so much for being here, for supporting this band for all these years, and for representing for metal.
So that's it.
short and sweet.
That band always gets me stoked. And you know what? It's true. They do look like guys having a good time. Because you can tell. They emanate positive vibes. And Jesse is like the perfect frontman for that band because he always says something deep and positive to say. He's got that PMA.
Speaking of weird shit that'll make you smile and just have a good time, this band, I think we talked about him, feels like 6 months ago. Oakley Dokley, the Ned Flanders themed
yeah.
metal band. Well, guess what? They're playing Seattle.
Oakley Dokley, the Ned Flanders themed metal band. Thursday, May 4th at El Corazon.
It's a ways out.
With Beatallica. I don't know what Beatallica is, but Oakley Dokley, I'll be there. It's going to be a spectacle.
There's a band that is called Wormhole. I've never heard them before, but I just wanted to play them and see if it was any good. They have a new record called Genesis coming out. Well, let's find out right now. Sounds kind of like what I expected it to sound like.
This is the music that Beard listens to when he has sex.
Oh my god. Or when he takes a nap.
Nah, girlfriend won't let me get away with it. She likes to listen to Ohm and Arm.
Oh.
Earth.
On your birthday, you should be allowed to listen to Slam when you bone.
Hey, can I put on the new?
He just nodded and said, yep.
Hey, I wanted to put on the new Wormhole record. Let's get it. Oh, man, that's bad.
Not even going to go in that direction.
Hey, man, Wormhole. The record comes out tomorrow, so go grab it. Lacerated Enemy Records.
Really cool band, melodic death metal band from Finland, Mors Principum Est, as a preview of a new album, Embers of a Dying World. So let's check that out. Coming out February 10th. It's quite a ways out. For something totally different than what we just heard.
I'm gonna skip like a minute in here.
No!
I'm looking forward to hearing these guys. I haven't heard or thought of Mors Principum Est in a while.
It's February 10th. Get that new record, man.
Yeah, man. I'll be checking it out.
One of my favorite bands from growing up and got me into like heavy music was Zayo. And it's cool that they're back together. They have a new song called Haunting Pools from their new album, The Well-Intentioned Virus. This is being... actually released, I think, by themselves on Observed and Observer Recordings. They actually reached out to us, and we're stoked that we played their songs on Metal Shop. So,
awesome.
Shout out to Zayo. Yeah, here's a little bit of Haunting Pools.
Let me skip halfway in here real quick. Oh, I can tell what's about to happen here. Can you smell it, Ryan?
Smells like a breakdown.
I gotta hear it. Maybe not.
Cock tease.
Why are you teasing us?
They're switching it up. I like it.
What do you think, Kevin? Would you pit to this?
I don't know if I'd pit to it, but I'd bob my head a few times.
It's good, man. I like it. They're bringing the riffs all over again.
I'd give it a 3 out of 5 head bobs.
I don't want to think about your head bobbing, man.
Head bobs.
All right, Ryan, take this one. You're a big fan of music samplers.
You're a big fan of free sh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There you go. Well, you know, I want to preface this by saying. Back when I was in high school, the way I discovered new bands was buying those cheap samplers that Hot Topic used to offer.
$2.99, $3.99.
Yeah, man. And you could get 50, 60 bands and like discover all kinds of new music. And I discovered a lot of bands that I still listen to. And in the spirit of that, Relapse Records just put out a digital sampler. It's for Name Your Own Price, so you can get it for free. There are 41 freaking bands on here.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. Get it.
Name a couple of them.
Make copies. Spread it around to your friends, man.
Red Fang, Obituary Death, Gate Creeper, Weekend Nachos, Gadget, Ringworm, damn. Bloodiest, 16, Graves at Sea, Inverlock, Wrong, Boris, Steve Moore, everything there to Pentagram, to Davey Allen, to The Obsessed, Integrity,
Cough, Gadget, Ilsa, Weekend Nachos,
Cough, Ignore, Agoraphobic Nosebleed, Brain Tentacles. I mean, it really is a great mix.
Get that and hand it to like a 14-year-old kid.
Be like, just change your life. Thank you, Relapse.
Check this out.
Let's
talk about Iron Reagan.
Okay.
They got a brand new song out called A Dying World. Their record is called Crossover Ministry, which you were saying is a pretty appropriate title. Here's a piece of it on Relapse coming out soon. Skip into the guitar solos, man.
This is awesome.
The cool thing that I'm stoked on is that in this band they have two guitar players, and then they also just added a new one to Municipal Waste. So
nice.
Are they the same band?
Pretty much. Just one's more of a thrash band, one's more of a hardcore band. Here's a tour that features neither styles of those musics. It's a bit of a throwback tour, shall I say, to new metal. Orgy announces North American tour dates with Powerman 5000.
Yes!
Orgy and Powerman 5000 will be coming to town on February 1st at Studio 7. So if you want to see Orgy, Stitches, and Powerman 5000 when worlds collide, play together.
Can they just play those two songs over and over and then I just leave?
No, this is what it's like with worlds. It's not even the full song. It's just like the main chorus.
Yeah, just play that riff a couple times. I'll drink a beer.
This is what it's like when worlds not a couple of times. It's just the,
are you ready to go?
For like an hour.
I want to hear the New Order cover. Blue Monday.
Yeah.
So another band that has respect for local record stores. I feel like some of the most humble people in metal, most of the time, usually understand where they came from. And Anthrax is bringing out a new release. It looks like it's B-sides from For All Kings. Blood Eagle Wings, which was my favorite off that record. And Monster at the End. And some acoustic Anthrax. I didn't listen to that on purpose. I don't know how good acoustic Anthrax is going to be. It's a madhouse.
I hope it's them just shredding.
Acoustic?
Like not trying to do their songs light, just like really ripping it up.
It's cool that they're doing that in the first places. And Kevin, you were just telling me that there's two versions of Record Store Day?
Yeah, there's a Record Store Black Friday. It's like a mini version of it. There's a few releases, but like Record Store Day Official, you'll hear about it. It's a lot bigger. Black Friday is, you know, everyone just has their f***ing deals for Black Friday, so.
I can't believe you survived that, Ryan. I'm seriously impressed.
I think it was 10 minutes tops.
You struck Black Friday just like a ninja, getting in and out.
Yo, here's something I support, though. So there was a protest tonight, or is that, yeah, it was a protest today, erupted outside a concert by black metal band Graveland. Now, Graveland is a f***ing neo-Nazi, National Socialist black metal band.
They
are the first one I had ever heard of. The first ever, I'd heard about them before Burzum. I'd heard about them before Hate Forest. They are f***ing neo-Nazi black metal.
There's a large group of fans of metal that, I don't know.
Now, they got booked on a tour in, and they got booked on a show in Montreal because a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, we can separate the music from the ideology, whatever, okay? I'm not going to, you know, hate on someone for liking music, whatever, f***ing whatever. But the band itself, they are National Socialist black metal band. I support a protest. There was a protest outside of the thing, and it actually... outside of the concert in Montreal, and it forced them to kick out Graveland from the show and
shut down the show.
So
apparently, earlier this week, the Montreal Gazette received an anti-fascist alert and reposted it and said a band with racist and anti-Semitic ideas has no place in Montreal. So people acted on it, and I think that's...
the Antifa. Shut that shit down.
We gotta keep that shit out of our fucking everywhere. Fuck that.
Well, they're not Nazis. They just hate certain minorities.
God damn it.
That
Brent Hines broke his leg.
He did. Brent Hines definitely broke his leg on a motorcycle accident.
It says that it requires surgery, so that means it's got to be bad. Hope it didn't, like, compound, like, sticking out through his leg. Oh, dude, I have nightmares about that. What was it like when you broke your arm?
I broke my arm twice. When I was a little kid, I fell off of a swing set and broke my arm, but I was four, so I don't really remember. But when I was stage diving at a terror show at Studio 7, I also f***ing broke my arm, and that was gnarly. They had to, like, break it at the hospital because it was, like, set kind of wrong.
And you remember that one.
Oh, I remember that one for sure.
I'm sure you will.
I just wasn't wearing glasses or contacts, and he's like, stage dive, so I f***ing stage dived. Next thing you know, I'm in the f***ing emergency room.
Thanks, Scott Vogel.
And, So
they had to cancel their upcoming tour with the supergroup Giraffe Tongue Orchestra. I don't know, man, that's just really unfortunate. Because if you book something like that and it's your first tour, they were probably f***ing stoked to get out
exactly.
there.
Exactly. And, but lucky for him, the Mastodon album is in the bag. So they have just finished up their follow-up to 2014's Once More Around the Sun. Honestly, I'm stoked to hear this because I loved the direction that they went in Once More Around the Sun. I'm loving what they're doing. Some people don't think they're heavy enough anymore. I love it. What was one of my favorite records of the year in 2014. I can't wait to hear this one.
Make Mastodon heavy again.
I know Pete's going to hate it.
Some people will hate it. Some people will be f***ing stoked. I think they're heading in a good direction.
I think that they're doing a good job of striking a balance between writing music that's a little easier to wrap your head around, that people who are just getting into the heavier stuff can latch onto, and writing some riffs that the people who were fans of the band originally can get into.
The ongoing dramas of Victory Records are something that we'd like to announce of. And you know what? I'm not going to say I love A Day to Remember, but congratulations to A Day to Remember, because they have won for not only for them, but is a victory for all the bands that, no pun intended with that one.
No.
But it is a victory against Victory and all eight bands that have been bullied by Tony Brummel. A Day to Remember has emerged victorious in a legal battle with Victory Records and have been awarded $4 million in unpaid royalties from digital download and merchandise sales. The band sued Victory Records in 2011 for breach of contract, claiming they had fulfilled the terms of a 5-album deal. Victory said, no, you only did 3. It went back and forth. An 8-person jury in Illinois decided in A Day to Remember's favor.
$4 million.
And this is the statement what the band said. As many of you know, more than 5 years ago, we filed a lawsuit against Victory Records seeking freedom and resolution on several issues we had with them. For the past 2 weeks, we have been in court arguing our case. Yesterday, the jury came back with a unanimous verdict in the trial, granting us the freedom and resolution. Thank you to the fan base for supporting us through this difficult time. We couldn't have done this without you. This isn't just a victory for us, but also a victory for every band wronged over the years. Right doesn't always win, but yesterday it did.
You guys both read the statement from their tour manager guy, like the
the
confessional thing.
Yeah, that was freaking insane.
I wonder if they use that in court.
Man, where's Tony Triumph when you need him?
Yo,
we need to get Tony Triumph up in here. Wonder what he has to say about Victory Records. Triumph and Victory have nothing to do with each other, but I'm just wondering about if Triumph has ever gotten into anything like
somebody
that.
Somebody tweet at him.
Tony Triumph.
Right back at you. So quickly, I guess Slipknot's going to spend the next year writing the new record. Kevin and I have interviewed Corey Taylor before, and he said that they're on like this balance of 1 year they'll work on a Stone Sour record and then they'll switch over to a Slipknot record. So looks like that's where we're at.
Cool.
That's that.
That's that.
Expect one in the next year or so.
As this week's podcast comes to a close here on week 104 of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, it's time to go into a realm that is just entirely f***ed up. It's brutal poetry too hot for radio, and this week Ian will be dissecting some of the lyrics by a band called Gortory from their 2004 record Rice on Suede. Whose spine is it anyway? Take it away, Ian.
A plead for life just before you're dead. A pitchfork punches through your f***ing head.
F***ing head!
You try to hide, only soon to find there's no safe place for your peace of mind. I'll start with your toes. Individual hammers to the f***ing bones.
F***ing bones!
And then a cry for your kneecaps as your legs slowly collapse. The shins and thighs will be cut with knives just as soon as I blind your eyes. The violent shrieking has met an unmatched dementia. It'll take a moment for myself to soak all of it in. A small vial of LSD was placed in the victim's mouth. He's tortured, tripping in my f***ing house. Hooks are strategically positioned so that he hangs from his back in my f***ing kitchen.
That's some heavy s***. And Ian, you sounded very convincing.
Yeah, it's like a more f***ed up version of, like, I always wanted to start a band called, like, the Wet Bandits or the Sticky Bandits.
Yeah.
I can't believe Kevin McAllister f***ed those guys up in both of those movies so bad. And I think you shared a gif a while back of Marv stepping on that nail.
That is seriously brutal. We shared with you a bunch of previews of some new albums coming out, some DVDs coming out, some music coming out, and then we totally f***ed our mind up with some LSD.
I think that's a good way to end this week, fellas.
So thanks for listening. That's 104. We'll be back next week with, let me count, 107. All right, we're good.
Hooked on Phonics worked for me. See you guys next week. Peace.
Later.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.